Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever it is that you are listening and whatever time you are listening to the Power Hours. This is the Reverend Terry Power. And we are joined tonight by my partner in crime, my partner in life, my love, my lady, Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am indeed. Hello.
Hey, darling. All right.
Hi.
And we are also joined tonight by our regular cast of ritualists starting the new year together. We've got Nivasi and Shira and Vega.
Good evening.
Everybody.
Hello. Hello,
hello. How's everyone?
All right. And
good.
This is our first ritual together for the calendar year. And we haven't been together doing a ritual since Yule. And, you know, Yule falling so close to the full moon, we ended up having the Yule ritual instead of full moon in December. So it's been a little while since we've been together. It's great hearing from everybody and having our gang back together.
Mm-hmm.
So how's everybody doing? And do you have good holidays and survive all that?
Yeah, we did. We made it through January. Almost.
Yeah. Almost, yeah. And we had, here in the eastern PA area, had about 2.5 feet of snow dumped.
Ooh,
we
finally made it back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm back at work today. And I sent Robin some pictures of the aftermath of Snowmageddon. The airport here, which is about, as the crow flies, about, you know, maybe 1.5 miles from where I stay during the week. And they had 31 inches of snow in a 24-hour time period on Saturday.
Holy crow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I'm so glad y'all got it.
Yeah, for a change.
Yeah. 31 inches in a 1 day period. Set records.
I got
bet.
3.
We got 9. 0.
Yeah.
We like it.
We got
that
a lot
way,
of rain.
Right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say it rained a little.
Yeah. We got
yeah,
wet snow,
home,
like
back,
rain.
Yeah, back at home all I did was brush off the cars. You know, 2 hours west. Actually an hour 45 minutes north and then 1.5 hours west. And all we got was about 1.5 inches, and I brushed it off the cars when we went to the grocery store. I mean, it was a non-event. But over here along the coast, D.C. got shut down. New Jersey got hammered. New York, I think they had 26 and some change inches in Central Park.
They needed
it. Yeah, that was just, that was part of an inch shy of the record. So that was actually the second most snow that's ever fallen, in, well, recorded snow falling in New York City since the 1800s. So,
wow.
They needed a windshield. That's what it is. They needed
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty impressive system came through, and so anyway, but that's, yet here we all are together, and let's see, I think we probably ought to go ahead and get started. Was there anything anybody else wanted to say before we get this ritual party started?
Just happy New Year, and it's good to be back.
All right, it is great to have everybody together. All righty, well, in that case, let's take a deep breath and just center and calm ourselves. Those of you that are listening out there, just settle in and come along for the ride. So, my lady.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places. We have come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we approach the return of the light, the sun strives to shine longer every day. Nature still in its winter slumber, recharging for the return of spring.
Now focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. And envision pulling energy into you from the universe, the beautiful, clear, blue-white light of the universe spilling into the crown and beginning to fill the top of your head, stopping at your third eye. And at your third eye, see the ball of violet light spinning, feel the pressure building, and then see the ball of light open. And the light of the universe, the beautiful blue-white light of the universe, filling your entire head, stopping at your throat. And at your throat chakra, see the ball of spinning blue light, spinning, feel the pressure building, see the ball of light spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your entire head, moving down into your chest, stopping at your heart chakra. And at your heart, see the ball of blue, of green light, clear, green light spinning. Feel the pressure of the blue-white light of the universe filling your chest, pushing against it. See the ball of green light spinning until it too opens. And the energy fills you down to your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light spinning in the pressure of the universe, the light, the beautiful blue, clear white light, pressing against the solar plexus until it opens. And the light of the universe moves down into your body, stopping at the second chakra. And there you see the orange ball of light spinning until it too opens, and the ball of light is gone and open, and the beautiful blue, clear white light of the universe fills your body, stopping at your root. And at your root chakra, you see the ball of red light spinning and spinning. You feel the pressure of the light of the universe filling you, pushing against that chakra until it opens. and the energy flows through your entire body, filling your legs, filling your arms, down into your feet and toes, out into your hands and fingers. The light of the universe filling you, pushing with such intensity that has to come out, and it spills out. Raise your hands and push the palms of your hands outward and upward. Feel the chakras in the palms of your hand open, and the light comes out as a beam, connecting with everyone in the circle, all around the globe, everyone who is present here tonight and who is listening at another chronological time, because time is an illusion and we are all here together. See the beams of light surrounding us all, connecting us all across the globe. The energy filling us and spilling out and building this web of light, connecting all things. We are now in a time that is not a time and a place that is not a place. We are between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by this light of the universe, together here tonight to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected. Reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to our potential. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion, and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as the young hero. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals as we experience the depth of winter. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to that place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and make plans and to do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O hero. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
And welcome. O goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as maiden. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Join us as we honor you at this full moon. You are the new maiden, preparing to bring life and light back into the world. Show us a clear path, a path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O maiden. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
We've come together tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is the night to do a spell working or ask a boon. It is time for us to look forward towards fullness and bounty yet to come, to create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred, silent moments, connecting with the snow-covered green wood and the lushness buried in the winter world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight, we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight, we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill where we will commune with the goddess as we eat, see her, and feel her love for us.
And now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply and become aware of yourself floating. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Feel yourself as you float. Feel and hear the rhythms of your body, floating weightless, floating out of your body. And now become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle. Small circle that surrounds a fountain that flows with clear water. In fact, as you look, you realize the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing you are in is small, and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are unafraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a crisp breeze. It moves your hair and clothes. You smell the cleanness that comes with the depth of winter. You hear something crunch in the snow packed up against the trees near you. Even in this time of cold and snow, life goes on. You look around and all is at peace. All is calm. All is welcoming. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. The path leads through the snow. You feel it crunch under your feet. Cool, but not cold. And again, the wind moves your hair, moves your clothes. You see a bird flying overhead. And it is incredibly quiet and incredibly still. As you follow the path, shortly you see a small stone bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the bridge and pause at the top. There's a rail, and as you look across the rail down into the creek, you notice it flows with the same incredibly, impossibly clear and crisp water from the fountain. You can look down and see the way the light plays on the currents as it moves around the rocks. Hear the sounds as it splashes. Feel the mist from the splashes on your face. Now take a moment and picture all of the burdens that you carry. See them materialize on the railing. You may see these as packages, bricks, boxes of rock. Whatever it is that means burdens, whatever it is that means burdens to you, see them stacked one by one there on the rail. Put them all down. Anything that's holding you back, you may even notice that there are more bundles or packages or rocks than you realized you were carrying. That's okay. The goddess knows. And as you look at this pile of burdens, push them in, sweep them off of the rail and watch them fall into the creek. Look down and see them surrounded by the water and washed away. The goddess will take care of these for now. Some she may return because some lessons have to be experienced. Some she will keep and take care of for herself. At any rate, you are now free. You are free of your burdens, lighter of step. As you pass over the bridge, you notice that the air is warmer and life is growing again on this side of the creek. You have now entered the realm of the goddess. Continue along the path. Feel the closeness of the goddess around you and of nature. It's almost like a hug. See, smell, hear everything in the forest. See life all around you. And as you continue to walk, the path curves slightly to the right, and you begin to hear the sounds of the ocean. They're somewhat muted and distant. But as the trees part, you realize that you are hearing the ocean as it crashes against the base of a cliff far below where you stand. You look down, you see the shoreline of rocks and the water churning against them. You sense the incredible power and majesty. And you are reminded of the power of the goddess. As you stand there, you see ocean birds calling, swirling and twisting, playing in the air as they dive into the water and rise again to twist and swirl and play. You smell the salt in the air. Feel the coolness. Feel the damp sea breeze as it caresses your cheek. The hand of the goddess, gently and lovingly cupping your face and stroking your cheek. You turn now and follow the path as it goes along the top of the cliff and rises. You now have a sense of homecoming. Your heart's crying out for home. You feel that call. It's like the end of a long journey, and you know that home is close. You follow the path more quickly now, urged forward by that feeling of home, called to return to that place of security, of belonging and peace. And climb the path, feel the hard stone beneath your feet, feel the breath and its exertion. Feel the strain in your legs and chest. Climb, rush, home awaits, the goddess awaits. And as you round a curve in the cliff, you see it. That beautiful white column temple, standing on the crest of the cliff line. The afternoon sun shining on it. It glows like a beacon calling you home, a beacon calling us all. You rush those final steps and inside. You pause in the coolness of the interior and realize that you've been running. Take a breath, feel the calm, feel the peace. Feel home. And as you're beginning to relax and catch your breath, you start to look around. You see that there are 9 columns of stone holding the dome, and above you a great dome rests on these columns and rises. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend and support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. Next to the fire and the cauldron, you see a large white temple, or white altar. It is so white, in fact, that it seems to glow with a light of its own. And beside that is a large white throne made of the same material as the altar. And off to the side of that is a small writing table, a bench, and a table set with food and 2 cups. You now become aware of a presence inside the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you in this moment. walks up to you and offers a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all of the love and the joy of simply being held. You feel the love and healing energy almost fill you to bursting. After the hug, she motions for you to sit on the bench with her. She hands you a cup and places the refreshments between the two of you. You sit for a time in companionable silence, enjoying the refreshments. After a time, she takes the cup and the plate, returns them to the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. And in her eyes, you see the depth of the universe, the ages, and the wisdom and the love. And with a nod of her head, she breaks the soul gaze. You ask her her name. You ask her to show herself to you as you need to see her. Sit now and speak with the goddess with whom you need to work. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about developing and growing your relationship with her. Talk with her about your hopes, your dreams, and your plans. And then listen. The messages may come in words, symbols, or in a simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate the meaning. However it comes to you, sit and listen. At length, she uncovers another tray that was on the table that you had not previously noticed. And on that plate is a gift to assist you in the fulfillment of all that you talked about with the goddess tonight, a gift to help you with your plans and your dreams. The gift and look upon it. As with the message, it may be clear now what it means, or it may be something that you need to meditate on. Whatever it is, it will be useful to you, and it will very likely come to you in the material world. Thank her now for her gift. Enjoy your connection. Enjoy that connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal realm. But return you must. She takes you now to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell. Until your next visit, you now know that you can return as often as you like. There really is no separation. You feel her with you as you descend, as you go down the stairs and start on the path, you look back. You go down the path, back through the trees, cross back over the bridge, and sit on the bench again by the fountain. thinking of what you have experienced. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body in the room where you were sitting. Two, you are getting heavier. You begin to feel the weight of your body. Slide back in. Move your fingers and your toes. Feel your body all around you. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great Goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of peace and gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and share it out into the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great Goddess of the Universe, O Maiden Goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you are ever with us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great God of the Universe, O Hero God, we thank you for your presence this night and your aid, now and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of Water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of Air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
and now the circle is open, yet never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right, everybody, take a few moments and ground. And while we ground and collect ourselves, as is our practice, we will play a song. And we'll be back to chat briefly about the ritual tonight and our experiences. Tonight, I'm going to play a song called Winter by Wendy Rule, one of the artists that will be appearing at Caldera Fest here at Memorial Day weekend, the end of May here in the United States. So listen to the song, stick around, and we'll be back very shortly.
And Spirit calls my name. I'll offer a song, embroider music with words. Here by the fire, all I require is stillness. Here by the fire, all I require is stillness. Here by the fire, all I require is stillness.
Join us Thursday, May 26th through Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day weekend 2016, for Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival. Join 29 of your favorite bands and musicians, including Tuatha De Dea, Dave the Bard, Dragon Ritual Drummers, Wendy Rule, S.J. Tucker, Digis Christ Superdrum, and many more. Great music, great food, great vendors, and great workshops presented by the musicians themselves. Plus, the official CD release of The Green Album, a great collaboration album by many of the artists that will be at Caldera Fest. For more information, visit Caldera Fest on Facebook or go to www.calderafest.com.
Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you're listening to the Power Hours. And before the break, we had our full moon ritual, our first for the calendar year. And we are joined by my partner, my lady, Robin.
Hi, I'm here.
All right. And our amazing ritual crew that works with us on these rituals, we've got Navasi and Shira and Vega. You guys
Hello.
Make it back from the break.
And still
yep.
here.
All right.
I just love that song of Wendy's. It's just so calming.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah,
I think it's probably off her new album, maybe. I'm not sure. Is it, Terry?
Yes, it is. It is off the new album, and we've got... we now have permission to use any Wendy Rule songs that we want. And so I've gotten a few songs uploaded. And that one in particular I wanted to get, knowing that we were kind of headed into a cold, snowy period. We had a very mild December, but I knew it wouldn't last. So in anticipation of winter's actual arrival, I thought that was a pretty cool song to get in there, so... anyway, so interesting experience tonight. Different kind of feeling from some of the other rituals, but I'm going to save my comments for toward the end. Let's go ahead and, as we usually do, go through the group, and I'm going to pick on Navasi first.
Oh, thanks. I was expecting Robin or Shira, not me.
I got to change up on the background.
Today, when I visited with the goddess, she was not in her maiden form. She was in more of a mature, almost prone stage. And she was pretty kind this time. She knew I was pretty stressed out today and my own stresses. However, she did hand me a pouch with an arrowhead in it. right this very second. I couldn't tell you what that means, although the visual tells me what it would mean, but it could be different. the message, she basically said, it's okay, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. More of a consoling. It was, you know, like visiting grandma for me this trip.
And you know, just pat me on the hand and say, it's going to be okay, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, did I need that earlier today.
Yeah, sometimes it's exactly what we need.
Well, it was a rough day, that's for sure. But I got through it, and you know, we move on.
Absolutely.
It's my makeup.
Well, now it's,
sure. It's just my makeup, you know. Go ahead, Shura, go and...
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, well, it was different this time. Leaving the benches, I was led when you said there was a rustling and there was nature. I was greeted by a fox, and the fox led me to the little stone bridge, but he waited there. He didn't cross with me. The goddess was all in white, but kind of enveloped in roses that kind of went all the way around, and she kind of somewhere in there morphed into Isis. It was kind of strange. And then the thing on the table was an ace, and it kind of came into focus as being the Ace of Hearts. And leaving, there was roses everywhere, rose petals, roses, and the fox was waiting for me on the other side of the bridge. So that was kind of weird. And at Christmas, I bought this picture. It's hanging on the wall beside my desk, and it's a winter scene, and I'm staring at it because these little pinpoint lights, it's got LED lights in it, and I realize that it's a stream, and in it, which I didn't realize before, is a little stone bridge.
Aww.
And across that bridge, it's an old-fashioned church, more like, not like the stuffy church feel, more like a warm feeling, and it's got lights in the church, and it's all white, and it's kind of like the vision of going over there to somewhere comforting. And I don't know if I didn't see the bridge before, or it just didn't twig until we were crossing it that it's the little stone bridge. It's just kind of weird. And I guess that's why I picked it subconsciously when I got it. And it's got snow all in it and deer and kind of just kind of weird symbols. I don't know what they mean, but I guess I'll have to figure that one out.
Cool, though.
Yeah, very, very. It was very different. It's all kind of positive and I don't know. I'm not sure the significance of all the roses everywhere. But obviously something to do with heart. Love, maybe. Not sure.
Well, I mean, the ace of hearts is the gift of love.
Yeah.
It's the beginning.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's just a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And the picture that you were describing is very cool, having that little stone bridge in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's seriously cool.
Yeah. Did you notice that before?
I think we all missed it. Somebody must have put it there somewhere in the last couple of days.
Yeah, like it's staring at both of us, right? And you tap on it, and the lights come on. It's weird. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Vega, what was your experience tonight?
The usual, very misty, I guess, more than anything else, although the crunch in the snow for me was a stag. The temple was just bathed in light and just warm and comforting and welcoming and, you know, leaving there, I just felt light and full of hope. there was no gift other than that, just a feeling. That probably a carryover from all the chakra work I was doing today. I'm just beat.
Beat up.
Just a little nurturing and refreshing in the temple.
Exactly.
Well, that is very cool. All right. Well, Robin, what about you, my lady?
Well, I've had a kind of a long day today and feeling a little tired, but been accomplishing a lot. And the basic message and impressions I got from the goddess tonight were that she is proud of me for sticking to my guns and making things happen that I needed to have happen. And that she definitely had a hand in it, and expressed to her how grateful I was, and that she clearly had a plan. She actually gave me a very rudimentary roadmap. That was my gift this evening, and I feel it sort of signified finally having a plan, having a map, being able to navigate. Whereas before, it was, you know, bits and pieces of everything all over the place. So I feel good about that.
All right, very cool. Vega, you, your crunch in the snow being a stag, and for me it was actually the horned god kind of watching over me. And that energy just keeps coming into my world in new and interesting ways. The goddess was a motherly figure for me tonight. I didn't get a name. I don't guess I really needed one tonight.
Mom.
For
Mom.
You know, for Robin and I, we've both had some wonderful experiences and fulfillment and culmination of a lot of things that we've been working toward. And I, like Robin's experience, I just got this feeling of pride and the idea that the seeds that we planted are going to burst to the surface this year, and a sense of excitement. No particular gift. Just a sensation of pride and expectation. So, anyway, it sounds okay. sounds kind of simple, but it was exactly what I needed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, with all of that said, we are right up against the top of the hour, and I want to thank, again, all of our ritualists, the same crew being together, ritual after ritual. We're just developing this wonderful energy together. And you guys all add to that energy, and it's what it is because of you. And, you know, Robin and I could do this with different people, and it would be very different energy. And I love the way this feels when we're all together. So I want to say again, thank you.
That's very true. You guys are awesome, and always look forward to the rituals because it's so effortless and cohesive. It's a real sense of togetherness and energies melded for good things when we do these rituals, and that's always appreciated and always a great experience every time.
That's a really good experience.
It's been a great experience for us too.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Gosh, is it next week? Is it in bulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to two. I'm going to two this time.
Yeah, We got two rituals in a row, bam, bam. So mm-hmm. next week we will be doing our in-bulk ritual. So.
Okay.
All right.
With all of that said, my lady, I think it is time to tell people how to get in touch with us and do all that wrapping up kind of stuff.
Okay.
That you do so well.
Oh, yeah, right.
Smart, she stutters on.
Yeah. If you'd like to get in touch with myself or with Terry, you can reach us at our littlestonebridge@gmail.com email address. You can email us there for any reason, really. If you have questions or comments about the station, or you have a need for spiritual counseling, health coaching, couples counseling, communication workshops, drum workshops. We do lots of different types of events, workshops, teachings. So feel free to contact us there. Also, you can reach me specifically at the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health, which is my Monday night show here on CERN from 10 to 11 every Monday night. You can also reach me at my regular Facebook page, which is Robin A. McKean, and that was the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page, by the way, as well as the
your friends page.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
You were talking about your
friends
page.
Yeah, the Facebook page. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you, Terry.
Oh, it's
and
okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, then there's also the, you can also reach us at the CERN, CERN.org at gmail.com email address as well. So that's that.
I love you,
all
Robin.
All right. You got it. So also, if you want to reach me specifically, you can find my Facebook page. My friends page is Terry Power. Look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. It also says something about Spiritual Unity Radio Network. You can find my public figure page on Facebook as Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. So again, thanks to everyone who has attended the ritual with us tonight. Wherever and whenever you are participating, again, time and distance are illusions, and we are all here in this moment now together. And your presence is felt as well, and we're honored. Thanks again to the ritualists, and thanks to my lady for putting up with me and everything that goes with life. And I love you.
I love you, too.
You know what, Shira? The funny no. Shira, they're like this in face to face. I saw that last week. I'm like, oh my God, they're so mushy. But they are.
Oh, kidding.
Me, I'm happy. Hear me, I'm happy. What do you want? You know? My life is
good.
My
well,
life
many
is
are.
Amazing.
A good thing.
Amazing and wonderful and blessed. And a lot of it has to do with Robin being a part of it. So.
Aw, thank you, honey.
Yeah. Took me long enough. Jeez. I've been connected with Robin for a long time. I know she's been waiting. And she's been waiting for it. And
yeah,
I'm so glad you found it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, with all of that said, I believe it is now time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be, everyone.
All the giggles. Smile.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of experiences. expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.